This is News Team correspondent Zachary Newman, and today I'm seated with Sheriff Candidate Tracy DeBruhl.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing good today. I just have a couple of questions for you because the election is coming up. The first question I have for you today is, what issues are you highlighting in your campaign?
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, this is straight from the hip. There's no pre-planned, categorized speech or anything like that. There's everything from where I want to take things and everything I've been involved in to get us to these steps. What was taking place, and you hear the Republicans pitching this whole drain the swamp thing. Well, that started, the actual plug got pulled with the actual evidence room audit. 2010 is when it first started. 2013 is when we finally got it. You know, 2012 is when I ran for the commission on it. And in 13 when it finally, you know, and there went our former DA and the chief of the evidence room. And you've seen that we're now on a third chief, Ms. Hooper, since then. And it literally took, I was re-enlisting the Marines. The guy that robbed my mama was the one that was buying off APD pain pills and steroids, $1,800 worth, actually. And he was actually down at the gas station bragging, don't worry, these came from cops. So in trying to actually get my mom's robber caught, and there was some retaliation when I spoke up. I went to the chain of command like I was trained. And, rest in peace, Bob Bingaman and me first met that way. He's the one that drove off the Patton Avenue Bridge just some months afterwards the conviction or the evidence room was busted. And throughout all of it, there's a lot of stuff that hit home. For one, had the law been followed on both sides, Bob would have been pulled from patrol. Mm-hmm. He was a fellow Marine, so that really hit home. Mm-hmm. You know, when I went to the chain of command, instead of retaliating, you're supposed to, hey, congratulations, Joe, you know, pat on the back. Congratulations, Joe Citizen, for doing what you're supposed to and coming to us. Instead, it's like nobody wanted to address the stuff going on. That is a flaw that we're seeing, and actually, as I'm running for office right now, I'm seeing it's bred throughout what we're used to. We came from this old school, okay, well, here we need a job done. Well, who are we going to pick? Well, hey, I know Bob over here. You know, he fixes my shoes for me. Seems to be a nice guy. Let's nominate him, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, I think now as we're advancing in society, it's the point to where we need people who know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But also, we're in a situation where we can't really trust the ones who have been out there doing it because of everything that's been tied up since. The jaywalker that got held down and beat, in the Marine Corps, we would not have had that. Otherwise, we'd have had a Marine in the brig because our job is to protect our citizens. The future stance on it, we're enabling ourselves. And the best picture is the putting the cart before the horse deal. You know, horses don't push, they pull, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's where I see as this where we're at and how to get there. We kind of need to take a revamp, even down to the hour of operations some of our officers work. The salary here, the living income in Buncombe County, the officers aren't making it. There's ways and there's programs that I've been introduced to. There's material that I've seen, and I know, hey, if we took this from this and we took this from this and we put this together, we could have something spectacular, to the point to where I'm actually seeing that the other counties and the other states are going to be coming to us and saying, and of course, what first thing I'm going to do when I get in office is I'm going to actually turn around and get up with our legal department, our tech department, stuff like that, and we're going to put it into an actual effect, an actual blueprint to show the others. Within doing that, I'm also going to have them trademark and copyright it for us to where they got to pay us for it. I don't work for free. I don't think anybody expects you to. My evidence room stuff, the stuff I do with the charity stuff, y'all been getting that the whole time. Mm-hmm. Where we're going next is, I say a $1 billion program. My coach, the 1959 champ, actually I was showing you where he showed, had Elvis's picture on the wall, the right guy that taught him to wrestle, back when Elvis was all pumped up about being, he was a soldier and he loved the sports, mm-hmm. and Pops was the one that taught him to wrestle.
Nice.
In 59, when they opened that new Coliseum in Memphis, Elvis sold 16,000 and Pops filled the stadium at close to 20,000 people.
Yeah.
So he handed me, he was the Memphis training officer. And for 16 years that I studied under him, I was helping up at the nursing home with him and everything. And he took and he passed on some stuff for me. Even the mayor of Memphis sent a letter on there, still using some of it. And there's parts, Pops couldn't get it into law enforcement, mainly because I'd say the avenue of approach and what I saw in the Marines that they didn't experience. We're a modern generation.
Right. You
know? So I've turned around and I've got what will revolution law enforcement. And my biggest adversary is playing this political game. You asked me to kiss your butt. I'm a Marine. The things we were asked to do at 18 years old. No. Lying's one of the last things I'm going to do to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you what you don't want to hear. And ain't no sweat off my brow because the facts are what they are.
Right. So going off of that, what do you want to accomplish if elected?
I don't know how to talk about it without giving, you know, I've got two opponents out there and they're feeding for ideas. I'm trying to figure out what to do. You know, officers, they still got their 8 hours a day, but then they got another 8 hour day just in court stuff. And so you start figuring in, and it's what we saw in the Marine Corps. We were getting up in the morning, we were having to press our camouflage, we were having to shine our boots, and we were spending so much time doing little things that really took away from the job. To eliminate that and to bring in the new material. So that way when our officers go to work, they can focus on the job. And
do you have a plan on how to refocus an officer during their day?
Oh, yeah.
Just because you mentioned 8 hours of day activity and 8 hours of court stuff. Do you have a plan in place to, like, streamline?
One thing, and I've already put this out there. Now, you go through this jail and prison system, taking a look at it from the people who we're trying to reach out to, the inmates' perspective. And I have been on the inside. So I've seen where what we're doing is detriment to our own self. These kids get in there. Actually, I legitimately can tell you I've been kicked out of jail. When I was sitting there and those kids were sitting there talking, man, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I turned and I finally stood up and told that kid, I said, no, you're not. I said, duh, and I just went down the list of where he's wrong. And within a matter of doing that, where they were sending me back up top to my dorm, they instead pulled me, took me straight in there to the judge, and they dismissed my stuff. They realized, and I think that's somewhere why we now have a military court, because there's certain things where we're trained and we're knowing. It's like I've told people throughout the debates, there's certain things I can't tell y'all. You know, it's one of the hard parts of standing up here and doing the public image thing. First thing, I don't want to be firing officers. I don't want them worried about their jobs on the line when they mess up. What I would like to do is actually have them charged when they do mess up. Think about it. If you are an inmate in that jail system and you don't know that the guy to your left or your right is a cop or not, if we have an observation program set up, and this is where I was talking about going to Department of Justice and setting up with them, to where when our officers go through there, there's a supervisory program to them to where when we get out, we know if they're worthy of keeping on payroll. I have no problem with my officers when they mess up teaching the inmates why they go through there.
I think it was fascinating that you mentioned you wanted to charge officers when they screw up, but not fire them, I believe was your wording.
If a cop messes up, cops are citizens also. They have the rights to a fair trial. And the road to getting there is going to start off by people turning and being able to say, okay, I can trust in 12 jurors. And what better example than when a cop messes up, having him have to go through it, if he chooses to. Of course, he can keep pleading out, but a lot of what I'd like to set up and see happening is everybody gets their rights. Mm-hmm. And if no matter what your job is, when you come through, you get your fair trial, whatever. And then when your time is, okay, well, you know, if you're at McDonald's and you get a charge, you may still have a job when you get done. You know what I mean? That's not your primary factor, you know. For the cops, one of the first things they do is they fire them. Mm-hmm. And our officers need to have job security. And if an officer has to go do 6 months, a year, whatever, then it's time in there where we can be learning about our officers. And it's where those officers can be mentoring to the other inmates, to where that way you've actually got somebody in there who knows better that can teach them better.
Okay. The 287G program authorizes ICE to enter into agreements with state and local law enforcement agencies, permitting designated officers to perform immigration law enforcement functions. This has led to ICE agents detaining community members in Henderson County and 5 other counties in North Carolina. Will you support 287G? Why or why not? And will you support other programs or laws that allow ICE to receive data on community members in Buncombe County?
The first thing that people need to come to realization with ICE is that they are a federal law enforcement agency. As sheriff, I can't really tell them what to do. We get the option to sign their agreement or not. And that's one of those issues where let's look at the facts. If I turn around and I say no, ICE is still going to be out there and they're still going to be in other communities. Who does that help? Just us, right? Okay, so I say yes. Now they get to come in here and have free reign. Mm-hmm. Nope, because I don't agree with, I don't believe in, I have a huge distaste for the roundup, the stuff, and the separating the parents from their kids and stuff like that. I know a young man who lived here for 10 years. He's a hard worker in our country. Legally worked for my dad, one of the best workers I've known, a great guy, and he could not get his wife here for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing all the paperwork process and all that. And so in the end result, she ended up in the hands of the coyotes. During the same time, there was also a drug train from southern parts of Central America, and they had 30,000 people per year that was getting maimed and killed on that train. People were jumping on those trains as the only way they could get the heck out of the Dodge of areas that was drug-roaring areas. Mm-hmm. And we are all immigrants, and we all got here to turn around and to build something and to get away from something. I don't want us targeting minorities, and I think that there's a way that I can go about helping them become a better agency.
What updates do you have for our listeners about your campaign since we last spoke in the spring?
Well, y'all loved my United States Marine Corps emblem, paid for by a Marine defending home. Best licking signs out there yet. And I don't have the campaign funds as everybody else. I pay for every licking cent out of my own pocket. You'll see my new signs, and oh, they're getting a lot of stir.
I do have a question about that. Right. Would you like to comment on the language on your yard signs that say paid for by Christ?
Historically speaking, about 2,000 years ago, the Romans quit crucifying people. Psychologically speaking, it could not have been because it was somebody walked through the streets begging, please don't kill me, like all the others. It couldn't be somebody walking down the street carrying that cross, cussing at them like all the others. The only, you know, that butterfly effect, that change of perception would have had to have taken somebody saying, I love you, man, that they knew had done no wrong. And you can use whatever name you like, but 2,000 years ago, something pierced the people's hearts enough to make them quit crucifying people. The shroud of the shout of Christ that they did with Natty Geo tracks back the same. I say it's Christ. In the New Testament, Jesus taught two things. And one of them, we teach our kids in school the golden rule. Love thy neighbor as thyself, right?
Right.
The other one was trust God with your heart, body, mind, and soul, as in put your faith in more than yourself. So let's stop narcissism and love each other.
What else would you like the people of Asheville and Buncombe County to know about your candidacy?
I wouldn't do it if I didn't believe. I wouldn't have chose third party if I didn't see that we need another option.
Mm-hmm.
When a third party breaks through, then you're left and you're right. Why have we not seen a Nobel Peace Prize presidency candidate? Why have we not seen somebody we can all look at and say, hey, that's who I want leading our country?
To be fair, Barack Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize like shortly after getting elected.
But in the fact of the matter, Obama, there's only one thing I really disagree on, and it started with Chris Dorner. Chris Dorner spoke up, and we were dealing with the same stuff in Asheville. L.A. is so much larger and all that, and you saw how far $4.7 million lost in lawsuits, 11 lives. But that is where the initiative that created Black Lives Matter. And then BLM had the Ferguson shooting,
mm-hmm.
and the Brown case. And there was a point between Chris Dorner, between Ferguson, Missouri, and eventually when it actually all came to a boiling point in Dallas, when 12 cops shot, 5 dead. And if you are a leader, as President of the United States, and I'll say this for even Mr. Trump or whoever's out there, you see this stuff going on, it's like, main news right now is the Kavanaugh case, which is very, I can actually relate to having stuff I've not been accused of blowing up in the middle of a campaign here, right? Lindsey Graham said it best when he stepped up. He said, we got to stop this stuff to where when they actually happen, we know what's actually taking place instead of 30-year, 20-year later allegations coming up right in the middle of candidacy stuff. You know, we've got a lot of work as a nation. And so for Trump, if you're listening, or anybody out there in the leadership shoes, when you see your grunts, when you see your officers and your patrolmen and stuff out there, when you see them doing wrong, we got to start with accountability. And when the ones who go afterwards them are not being forthcoming, that lady wouldn't even stand up and testify on her own allegations to interfere with a judge appointship. You realize that? Why does she not trust in our country enough to step up and do what's right to where she'd actually testify?
Are you referring to Christine Blasey Ford?
Or is that Kavanaugh chick?
There were three accusers. One whose name, I think we only have the last name of, was like Rodriguez or something. Then there was Christine Blasey Ford who testified in front of...
She did, finally.
Yeah, it was national news 2 weeks ago.
I know there's one. The original accusations never came forth. She was the third one?
No, Christine Blasey Ford was the first one.
She was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then she sent a letter to Democrats that got leaked. And then so Democrats asked her to testify, and she did.
Okay.
So, well, yeah, anything else you would like people to know about your candidacy?
Excuse me. As far as me as a whole and everything, when I was going through everything I learned from my drill instructors all the way to where I was doing MMA and everything else, it wasn't the stuff that we were told to do that made the difference. It was the things they showed us to do. And I'm going to be probably the most hands-on sheriff that our officers ever see. Mm-hmm. And I know for the public, I'm not going to be the glory hog that you're used to. I'm a firm believer whenever something happens in the media, then instead of interviewing me, it should be the lead detective. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think you're used to seeing that it's always the same person in front of the cameras. Mm-hmm. I say, you know, as a gunny, the glory goes to my PFCs and Lance Corporals that made it happen. Mm-hmm. So.
All right. Well, that's all I got for you today. Thank you, Mr. DeBrule, for coming in and talking to us.
Neither side, no, none of us can.